Welcome to Module 3. In this module, we'll anchor your what and who on your why, or what's most important to you. Values-driven living is about creating a life anchored to and driven by what's most important to you, without attachment to shoulds, supposed tos, and external validation. It's about having a core set of principles that you can use to help you clarify every decision you make to ensure that what you do and who you are in the world is centered on these values, and not swept up or lost in shame. Values invite curiosity and a reflective pause in our doing. When we get lost in the hustle of an output-driven culture, we can ask ourselves, who am I doing this for? Why? And do I actually want this? One of my biggest insights is recognizing how my who is impacted by my why. See, interestingly, many of my goals and priorities are the same when I exist in a place of shame and in my values. The difference presents itself in who I become and the intensity and urgency with which I carry myself throughout the day. When I make space for that reflective pause, I can check how my drive is fueled by my values and in what places and spaces shame has found its way in. Determining your values is tricky and something that requires a degree of scrutiny. When we're born, we inherit the values and norms of the people around us. From family values to the values and beliefs of our cultures and communities, we internalize this way of living and showing up and embody this for the early part of our lives. Now, as we get older, the goal is to move through different iterations of values individuation, meaning we call into question and reflect on our values to see how they've changed. This might mean that new values take priority over others, or even how you define them might look different from how you were taught or lived in them until now. Common points of values individuation occur in the preteen and early teen years, in emerging adulthood, or that kind of 18 to 25-year-old mark, and again during major life transitions, such as graduation, becoming a parent, moving out from a family home, finding a life partner. But what do you notice as you think about these times in relation to the work that we've already done? These are also times and situations with high pressure and performance for conformity. As such, it's not uncommon to see values switching or norming to the people and places of greatest influence. So, for example, in middle and high school, your values may have shifted from what was important to your parents or caregivers to your friends, teachers, or role models, as opposed to your own. In partnerships, you may have found a convergence of your values with the person or people that you were dating. This is especially true for someone like me with a propensity towards people-pleasing. Whether at work, with a partner, with friends or family, I would inherit the values that they held dear and almost like a chameleon tried to lean into each of them in different contexts and settings, which, as you can imagine, or in many cases relate, is absolutely exhausting. So as we move through the work of this module, it's going to be essential to be diligent in your values clarification. Are the values that you picked important to and for you? Or are you supposed to choose those? What would it mean if a value didn't get top billing, or the application of that value in your daily life looks different from how your loved ones or peers may live in it around you? The worksheet will first walk you through steps to identify your top five values. Now, I can already hear the hesitation in your voice. Yes, I am going to ask you to sort through dozens of values and pick five that we will identify as our main anchor points. Why am I doing this? Because one of the ways that shame can weasel its way in is when we overwhelm ourselves with needing to be and do everything, and as such, try to give every value a seat at the table. Many of the values that we will review will be important to you. And if we go back to the ideas of our TME, we have a finite amount of time and energy in a given day to dedicate to our what and who. Spreading it too thin will leave us without any rooting or sense of fulfillment. So while we may have to grieve the notion that we can't be it all at all times, there's a much greater sense of joy when we can invest in a few things deeply versus dozens minimally. One point I will make here is that shame will try to create a sense of entrapment in this process. It'll instill in you that you're stuck in these five values indefinitely, and that you better be sure to pick the right ones. Let's just nip this in the bud. There are no right values, and values-driven living is a process constantly in flux. Values ebb and flow depending on the context and experiences of our lives. I, for example, repeat this assessment every 6 to 12 months and am always allowing space for the evolution of my top values. In the beginning of this work, I noticed a lot of self-judgment and self-flagellation. Over time, it's become a great way to invite presence and connection to who I am, while also making space to honor who I was, why, and how things have changed. Once you've defined your values, we'll take this a little bit deeper. Going through each of the four pillars of the TFAC model, you'll expand on each value and define how it will look regarding thoughts, feelings, actions, and connections. And in tandem with this, how do the values present themselves in different roles? Using the list of our roles generated in our previous work, consider how the TFAC, particularly actions and connections, will look different in these different aspects of your life. So for example, does a value of growth and openness look the same in your partnership as it does in the workplace? The goal is to build a character that embodies the values in all these aspects of selves while differentiating how that might look in different contexts. As we make our way into modules 4 and 5, we'll use this to reevaluate our TME to consider how all of this will change the way that we invest time, money, and energy in ourselves and the lives that we lead. This will help us build momentum and buy-in for phases 4 and 5. Now, the last part of this worksheet will have you circle back to and name the biggest elements of shame, negative self-talk, and fear that keep you from living in line with these values. This will help us not only create space for self-compassion, but will also help us in our work in phase 4 and 5 to consider how we can address those concerns directly. So for example, if one of the biggest reasons you continue to make spirituality and religion a top value is because of your parents' beliefs that the value it and the value that it plays in their life, it would make sense that you would feel stuck in a space of fear and guilt about what it would mean to honor that this might not be the same for you and the life that you're leading. Understanding the if X, then Y domino effects like we have done in other areas can help us then scale the value and importance for you in making this shift. Creating a needs inventory for skills and supports to help you in this process and space to grieve what this choice might mean for you, while differentiating from what your shame has led you to believe up until now. Now, before you start, I want to honor that allowing yourself to make space to do this work based on what aligns with you at your core will be an incredibly vulnerable task. There's a degree of exposure that comes with this and a degree of grief in that separation and individuation process. I will tell you, once you move through that grief, there is both peace and freedom on the other side. And it's essential to fully give yourself space to feel that pain or distress without rushing through it and asking yourself to get to that next part too quickly. If you have to take this module in steps, do it. If it means you have to step back for a bit once you complete this section, good for you for allowing yourself that space. We're not in a rush. We are about intention and authenticity in living our most purposeful and fulfilling life. And what we've learned is that the only way to do that is to allow yourself to be present as you are in that process. Now, with that, you are all set and have everything that you need for this module. I look forward to connecting with you all when you finish this section and are ready. And I encourage you to hop into the discussion forum and share your top 5 values. Talk to us about where shame tried to pull you back in and how you're moving through that or where you're getting stuck in that process. Share the duality of the experience, the pain and freedom, and allow us to be that sounding board to support you in moving through this empowering part of the program. And when you're done, I will see you back here for Module 4.